purpose of expecting something to change in your lives?
Amen.
If so, put in the comments. Let's pray with you what you want to change today. Ones that are here, tell us after service or during service what we can pray for you to change today.
Amen.
Today's title, y'all would like that because it kind of goes in line with telling us what you need changed. Today's title is called Surrender Over Control. Surrender Over Control. I don't know about you, but I got problems with that sometimes. I want to let my control take precedence over my surrender to God. I want to let me do what me wants to do and not what God wants me to do. So that's what we're going to talk about today. How many of y'all ever had a problem, a time in your lives when you had a problem surrendering control or something? Not necessarily your heavenly life, but what about your personal life? Your job, your school. I know all of us had trying times during our jobs, during our schools, that we had problems going, ooh, I got to listen. I got to surrender my control to somebody else. Most of the times, if we were working, that somebody else was who? Our boss. Or maybe even their boss. The CEO of the company. Amen. If you're married, thank you, brother. If you're married, that might be surrendering control over to your wife. Because we both know and all know, no man gets control in the marriage. Okay, he said, don't you sit down there. Don't you sit down there. You want me to call Dina and ask her? We all know that that goes. Without saying, no matter how much, hey, wait a minute. No matter how much it says in the Bible, what? The man should leave the household, meaning that the woman should surrender control to the husband. 99.9% of the marriages, maybe 100% of the marriages, the wife says, maybe in church, but not in the house. Not in the living room, not in the kitchen. Amen. Sometimes we may have gotten in trouble because we didn't like having to submit that control over to somebody that was over top of us. Amen. In school, it might be our teachers. Amen. Or our coaches in sports. That sometimes we want to be like, oh, coach, I know you set that up to do that a certain way for a reason, but I want to do it my way. I know that place set up to run a certain way, but we got too many butts in our lives, don't we? We got too many me's in our lives. Amen. So here's your problem. We got choices to make. No, we have choices to make. As long as we're here on earth, every day God wakes us up, we got a choice to make whether we surrender our control or whether we try to keep it ourselves. Amen? So, some people might like to try to be in control 99% of the time. But guess what? It's God's all the time. Amen. Every bit of our time, our energy belongs to God. We got to let Him tell us how to control it. We got to let Him tell us what we're doing right, what we're doing wrong, and be willing to follow. Oh, wait. Talking about the sport analogy, y'all know God has a playbook? Just like a football team has an offensive and a defensive playbook, God gives us a playbook. Y'all know what the playbook is? Somebody tell me what God's playbook is.
Bible.
A Bible. Amen. Anybody watching at home, type in the word Bible. God's playbook in our lives. Amen. But a lot of times, just like when we read that sports playbook, or that engineering playbook, you got from your job, and you're going down through there going, oh, but
so much better.
That would be so much better if we did it this way. That doesn't help it. We can't play with God's playbook like that. Just like there was probably a reason that the engineering playbook was laid out the way it was, in order to, in most cases, not kill somebody.
Amen.
That's the meaning why you follow engineering reasons. A sports playbook was laid out to beat the other team, whoever it may be.
Amen.
Guess what? God's playbook's laid out for a reason, too. Anybody tell me what it is? Somebody tell me what it is. What's God's reason for his playbook about?
So we can be Jesus.
So we can be Jesus.
See? There's still gas going on.
That's all right, though. Because God does have a sense of humor, don't he? The reason for God's playbook is so we can be Satan. Amen. So we know when he throws a dart at to us, it's like, oh, wait. Wait, on page 1176 in my Bible.
Now, granted, every Bible's 1176 pages is not going to be the same.
Depends on what version you got and how much you got added to it. Amen. But it says we know. On that page, God tells us this is how you deal with the devil in that situation. We got to be willing to go, okay. And well, God tells us to do it that way. That's what we need to do. Amen. We got to surrender our control over to God in those situations. But I don't know about you, but I sometimes have a problem doing that. Because I'm still up in there going, well, I know your word says that. I know it's right. And because God's word is always right. Correct? Front to back. Never rely in it. But we still want to add something to it, don't we? We still want to change some of it. And then what happens? We mess up, whatever the situation might be. Roll back around. Do it the way God told us to do it in the first place. And go, man, my life would have been so much easier through that situation if I had just did what God told me to do in the first place. Just trying to add to it. Amen. So, we like to be in control, don't we? Our work. It's got to be my way, my time. Do it right. Or do it myself. How many of y'all have people? How many of y'all have bosses at work or teachers? Told y'all that. Do it right or do it myself. Coach ain't going to tell you that. He'll tell you do it right or somebody else, and he'll get somebody else to do it. Amen. At home, everything's got a place. Amen. Everything's got a place. We're in control. Amen. You got a vacuum. You got a mop. You got to mow the grass. I don't know about y'all, but I hate mowing the grass. I hate mowing the grass. But there's a reason that we have to do all those things. Amen. There's a reason we have to surrender our control over those hates. Because if you don't mow the grass, it's going to get up as high as your house. Then how are you going to get in? Amen. If you don't vacuum, you'll have eight feet of dirt in your house. You ain't able to get to the ceilings. You ain't able to get to the next room. You might not be able to get out if the fire department has to come and get you. Amen. We like to be in control of people, don't we? No matter what our position is, we like to do that thing that's called micromanage. Somebody tells you, hey, I need you to do it this way, I need you to do it this way. And you're good. And then every day that you're on a project or whatever you're doing, your classwork, these people that in there going, hey, I don't know about you, but you need to do this. I'm just making sure you're doing it the right way. Just make sure you're in the right mode. Amen. We want to manipulate people, don't we? We want to get them to do what we want them to do. Amen. We want to threaten people. We want to threaten people, don't we? Everybody has their own thing, don't they? Everybody has their own thing. Some people that are OCD, y'all know what that is, right? Obsessive compulsive disorder. Some people that have that have more rules than the Old Testament. They have more rules than the laws of the Pharisee did, because they want it done their way. Amen. We got to not care about the kitchen. Amen. We got to care about anything else. We got to let God control us and get us out of our own way. Amen. We got to let everything go. Don't worry about our schedule. Don't worry about the house. Don't worry about the drive to wherever you're going. Amen. Don't worry about if you got to do a remote job or an in-person job. Amen. Just worry about who's in control of you. Amen. You don't have to worry about being the most quoted. You don't have to worry about being the most popular. Hey, you don't have to worry about being the most challenged. Although some world, in the social world that we live in right now, that's the three main things that people want to talk about, isn't it? That's the three main things. They don't want to talk about God. They don't want to talk about Christianity. They don't want to talk about church. They just want to talk. But hey, did you see this on Facebook? Or did you see this on Fox News or CNN? Twitter? Instagram? Oh, what am I forgetting? TikTok? Is Snapchat still out there? There's quite a few of them, isn't there? That's what they're more worried about. Because they still haven't given over control. They haven't surrendered the control that they need to God. Amen. Your first scripture today is going to come from Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6. Again, it's Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 through 6. And it says this: Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all ways. Everybody saying always.
Always.
In all ways. Submit to God. And He will make your paths straight. Woo! That's pretty good, ain't it? How often? How often do we submit?
Always.
Always. Amen. Those watching at home, give me an always in the comments. Or an amen. We have to live our lives to give our surrender of our control to where we're always willing to submit to our God. Amen. Because He will make our lives a whole lot happier, a whole lot more blessed. Amen. And a whole lot more relaxed for each one of us. The more we try to control, the more we're afraid of losing control. And the more that we're afraid of losing control, the more we try, amen, to control. It's a cycle of fear. We're worried about losing it, and then we try to control it more and more and more. It just cycles back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Amen. Genesis. We got a story about control going bad. How many of y'all remember who Abram is? Amen. Abraham. Sarah. He was old, wasn't he? He was old. And he figured, I ain't going to get nothing in my life. I'm not going to get anything in my life. Even though God promised to take care of it. Amen. And as he was getting older and older by the years, he thought to himself. He went back to that precept. Amen. Of controlling it yourself. He's like, man, this is taking way too long for me to get what God told me to do. So Sarah and Abram took control of their self, didn't they? Genesis 16, 1 through 4 says, Now Sarai, Abram's wife, had borne him no children. How many children?
None.
Even though God promised. Right? Even though God promised he'd have some kids. Amen. He had borne him no children. But she had an Egyptian slave named Hagar. So she said to Abram, "The Lord has kept me from having children." Woo-hoo-hoo. Man, if a wife would say this today, man, can you imagine how many divorces would be happening? Look, she said, "The Lord has kept me from having children. Go sleep with my slave. Perhaps I can build a family through her." And Abram, what did Abram do? Not what a smart husband does. Amen. Not what a true godly husband might do. Now, granted, times back then was a little bit different. So you gotta look at that way. But Abram said, "Okay, where's Hagar? Bring Hagar to me." Abram agreed to what Sarai said. So after Abram had been living in Canaan for 10 years, Sarai, his wife, took her Egyptian slave Hagar and gave her to her husband to be his wife. He slept with Hagar, and what happened? She conceived. Hagar had a baby. Amen. But Sarai wasn't able to give him. And what happened? God didn't necessarily tell him to do it that way, did he? He didn't tell him to do it that way. Amen. So they took control instead of surrendering to what God said for them to do. Amen. There was chaos for centuries. Amen. Yeah, Ishmael, Isaac, and Pharaoh's Jews. Centuries of chaotic world because two people did not surrender their control to God. We got two rules out of this. Don't ever sleep with a woman named Hagar. And we probably shouldn't date non-Christians. You think you can change them? You can change them. No. If God tells you, if God gives you a word, a prophecy in your lives, live it out. Live it out. Don't try to control it for yourselves. Amen. But a lot of people think they can change people, don't they? Hey, I'm going to tell you, if you're dating a non-Christian, the only person that can change them is God. Amen. The only person that can change you is Jesus. We are not going to be able to change another person. We can give them guidance. Amen. But we're not going to be able to change them. We got to let that control go. No matter what we're trying to control, we got to surrender all of it to God. We can't be helicopter parents over their homework, eyes over eyes, never let them fail. Amen. They got to have a chance to fail. They got to learn what it is. We got to let them know that they got to surrender, no matter what they're going through, no matter what point in their lives it is. They have to surrender to God's control. Amen. We got to name what we're trying to control. Whatever the issue is, we got to name it. Is it our kids? Is it our grown kids? Hey, yeah, we can both have grown and little kids. Amen. Are we trying to control our spouses? Are we trying to control our schedules? Trying to control our co-workers? Are we trying to control our image? Are we trying to control our future? Are you sitting there thinking, "I don't want to do that stupid exercise. I don't want to tell you what I'm trying to control"? Choose to surrender. Choose to surrender. Because I'm not the one that wants to know what you want to try to let go of the control of. God is. Amen. We got to trust Him We got to trust Him with what we're trying to control. And we got to let it go. We got to surrender and trust God rather than controlling the situation. So I got three questions for you that will help us to surrender over control. The first one is it worth my concern? Is it worth my concern? No matter what your position might be, is it worth your concern? Here over top of the church, we might be sitting there going, man, that may be an issue, but is it big enough to cause a disruption? Is it big enough to cause chaos? Amen. In other words, what they tell us, and that's here at church, at work, at school, at home. Y'all heard this, right? Pick your battles. We got to pick our battles. If it's not a big enough battle to truly get in and 100% fight for it, is it worth our concern? Or are there certain things that we're dealing with that we're trying to control that we can let go of? Amen? Y'all might hear people complain because you didn't fold the towels right. You might hear kids complain because their outfits don't match. Or, better yet, in my case, you might hear your wife complain because I didn't put the boys in the same outfits. Twins got to wear the same thing, is what she thinks. Is it worth my battle? Is it worth the time that it would take? Trash in the car. Is it worth our time? Is it worth our worry to be concerned about it? At some point, I don't know about you, but the trash in the car needs to be deleted. It needs to be taken out. It needs to be thrown away. Amen. Just like our trying to control and not surrender to God. At some point, we need to let that go. We need to throw that out. We need to throw our control the same place we throw a bag of trash out of the car. Amen. Might be something like handprints on the window. How many of y'all ever clean the window? And then kids, puppy dogs, or kitty cats. Yes, kitty cats still need paw prints on a perfectly clean window. And what happens? If your OCD freak out, run, grab a paper towel, clean it off, don't you? Get it off. We got to learn what is worth our concern. Is something that small worth battling for? Is it worth going crazy and being that controlling over? The second thing is this. Is it mine to control? Whatever you're trying to control, is it yours to control? Is it something that belongs to you? If it is, we got to do something about it. Amen. We got to surrender. We got to surrender that control. Amen. Because surrendering control is not the same as relinquishing responsibility of it. You still have that issue, but you can still surrender the control to God for it. Amen. And because there's still going to be some things that God just won't do for you. It's up to us. Amen. Might be tight financially. Might be worried about our kids. Might be in marriage struggling. Might be afraid that they've never been married. Amen. Might be something small, like Pokemon Go, Pokemon cards, or bath. We got to determine if it is truly ours to control. Amen. And the third thing is this. Is it for God alone? Is it for God alone? Philippians 4, verses 6 and 7 says this. Philippians 4, 6 through 7 says, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. We read that again. And again, this is the third question. Is it for God alone? Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. When we try to control something that we really can't, we get a little nervous, don't we? We get a little what's called anxious. We get a little upset in our inner spirit. Amen? So we have to figure out, is it truly for us to be part of controlling? Or is it better on us and everybody around us, amen, to just give it to God and give peace with the situation? I don't know about you, but I would much rather have peace in my heart and my mind than be anxious all the time, be worried all the time. Amen. So some things we have to just give to God and leave them. Leave them. What did it say? With thanksgiving, with happiness, with joy. Amen. Leave them there after you present them. Things like, can we change our spouse? I don't think so. Amen. I don't think we can. Amen. But can God change our spouse? I think He can. I don't know about yours, but I know mine will not listen to me most of the time. So I'm usually not going to change. But when God says something, it's a whole lot different ballgame. It's a whole lot higher power speaking to her. Amen. Can you heal your loved one? Can we heal our loved one? We can pray for them, can't we? We can lay hands on them and pray for them. But we can't physically heal them. Amen. But I know somebody can. I know God can heal our loved ones. Amen. That's a situation that would be up to God alone. Can we control our kids' future? I don't know about you. We like to think we can. We like to want to. Amen. But unfortunately, we... a lot of times they are like, I don't know about you, but whatever you say to me, that's the last thing I'm going to do. Oh, I was a kid. You can tell me when you tell our parents that, or act like that, when our parents said something, I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to control this or what you're going to do for your future. That's like your parent coming to tell you what you're going to go to college for. Your parents don't know what we're happy doing, what your kids are happy doing. We got to let them control that. But God control that future. If it's turned over to God for control, God can control our kids' future. Amen. Our family. We can't control them, but God can. Amen. We got to let go and let God. We got to surrender our hearts and let God take control of whatever the situation is. Whatever we're dealing with in church, we got to let God control it and get ourselves out of the way. I know that's sometimes hard, ain't it? Sometimes hard, especially in a leadership role, because you're sitting there going, oh, well, basically, it's kind of like whatever I say goes. But that's not true, is it? That's not true. Because if we haven't surrendered everything and all that control, then what we're saying may not be in line with God's playbook. Amen. So we still have, even the leadership in the church still has an accountability to surrender ourselves and our control to God. Amen. I came to tell somebody today, here or watching at home, this one thing. One thing. Everybody say one thing. What is it? I came to tell somebody today that you're trying to control something. You're trying to control something today. Whether you're here or watching online at home. What is it? What are you trying to control? What are you trying to control? Guess what? I can't get rid of it for you. I can't surrender your control of whatever the issue that you're dealing with is. I can only surrender what I'm trying to control. Amen? But back again to Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, it says this. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all ways submit to God, and He will make your path straight. No matter what we're dealing with today, no matter what we're trying to control today, turn it over. Right now is a perfect time to turn it over to God. Amen. If y'all want to come to the altar, just bow your heads. There at home, bow your head with us. Put in the comment what you're trying to turn over control of today. Let's pray in close service as they bring comes from the final song. Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you for your message today, Lord. Lord, as always, I thank you for getting Ronnie out of the way today, Lord. Allowing your Holy Spirit to speak through me today, Jesus. Lord, I ask you that you impress upon each one of us today, Lord. Lord, what is truly we're trying to control in our lives, Lord, that's getting in the way of our true happiness, Lord. Our true lives with you, Jesus. Lord, let us know what we need to surrender to you, Lord. Lord, knowing that all we have to do is give it to you, Lord. And you'll make the best of the situation, Lord. Lord, make the best of our lives, Lord. Lord, if someone's struggling at home, Lord, again, we ask you that they put it in the comments what they're trying to control, what they need to surrender this morning, Jesus. And Lord, we thank you for each and everything that you do, Lord. Lord, we ask you just to be with us, Lord, through the rest of the week, Jesus. Lord, that we would take this message today, Lord. Lord, as a blessing, Lord, and as an admonishment, Lord. Lord, because no matter how far we walked or walk with you, Lord, we still struggle with control issues today, Lord, because we're still human till we get to heaven, Jesus. Lord, we ask you just to be with each one of us. In your name I pray. And everybody said,